Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. Just call Mo.com. Office, Tampa.
I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't drop the f***ing mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the f*** up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring this stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it and everybody else's life.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah, baby. Time to call out some wokeness, man. There's a ton of it right
man,
now.
Man, we just talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this group, the Native American Guardians Association?
NAGA? Yes, I have heard.
NAGA.
I have heard of these
just
NAGAs.
So you know,
yes, I've been hearing a lot more about these NAGAs.
Well, they're demanding. Demanding, Johnny B. Do you know what this is about? Do you have any idea what it could possibly be about?
I do, yeah.
Tell me.
I'm actually happy about it. They are demanding the Washington Commanders become the Redskins again.
That's right.
Yep.
That is correct.
They're
demanding the Washington Commanders change their name back to the Redskins. Sorry, I know that's a bad word.
No, organizing, we're saying it.
Organizing support for the name reversal with a petition that has gained more than 90,000 signatures.
You know why? They need to take it back because you know who got rid of it? White people.
Right.
White people did it in the summer of 2020.
There was some you know, Native peoples
tiny amount
on that. But it was what it really was, FedEx sponsors that stadium, and they said, if you don't change your name, we're not going to advertise.
They got pressured because 2020, all the corporations.
By woke capital.
Dude, I'm telling you, that was when all the music groups were changing their names. Lady Antebellum changed their name.
Lady Antebellum needs to get their name back.
Nobody thought that was racist. They had to dig so deep and say, it was an antebellum section of Tennessee in 1822, owned slaves. Nobody knew what the word was. Nobody. So they went and they changed it to Lady A, and then they stole the name from a black lady in Seattle. That was her name. They took her to court and took it.
I know the universe has a good sense of humor, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
I know, and I don't know if it's in this article, but I know there was a study done by a major university. I think it was Prager University, and they polled.
Prager University is like a conservative think tank.
Is it? These people actually polled thousands of Native Americans on this very topic, and it came back 90-something percent. Don't mind the Braves. Thought the Redskins was fine, and
I get that, and I agree with you. But they also have ones where they go 90% want it changed, with another poll, whether they mess with the numbers or not.
I've never met, and I know a few local. I got friends from the Seminole tribe locally that live here, and we've talked about this stuff. And it seems like almost unanimously, it's not that they don't find everything offensive. The thing that's most offensive when I talk to a friend that's 100% Native American, they don't want white people sticking up for them. They don't want people speaking on their behalf. That is annoying. And I've heard black people say that about young-ass white women.
But there's not one point of view. It's not a Native American point of view. There's people that are Native Americans that feel like the name should be changed.
Mm-hmm.
There's ones that don't, that think it's cool. There's not a black perspective in the country. There's
right.
Some people who feel a certain way. There's many that feel differently.
Sure.
There's not a white perspective. So, like, just saying, like, we can't speak for him because we're not, you know, them. That's stupid.
I mean,
That's stupid, too.
Well, unless it's just one group of people speaking for everybody, then it's annoying. And it seems to be a bunch of young-ass white women that's speaking for everybody. It really does.
They tend to spearhead a lot of this stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, it's just like sure, if 90-something percent say the Redskins is fine and a small percentage don't like it, okay, that's like saying 90-something percent think pedophilia is bad, but if 7% think it's pretty hot, then we should just allow it? I mean, it's just crazy. Like, you should go with the majority. You know, that's how voting works. They should have taken a vote. They should have said, hey, we want to know. Let's take a vote and see what people think. You know, instead, they got pressured, like you said, by big corporate money, and they crumbled. Now the new owner, he's going to change the name again. And God, I hope it's the Redskins.
That would be something. That would be a major victory,
dude,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think for everybody.
A big, big swing back on the pendulum of this whole, you know, culture that we're kind of living in right now to go back. How can you go back?
Right. I don't
want to. Is FedEx going to be like, if you go back, we're done. We're going to have our corporations going to be like, we're not going to sponsor you if you go back. Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They got themselves painted into a corner now because now you got a native group. I was looking at who, you know, the native, the Nagas, were the Native American. It sounds too bad. I just got to say the whole thing. Native American.
You didn't say it with a hard A.
The Native American Guardians Association. It's this lady, Eunice Davidson. She looks pretty native to me.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, it's not just one, it's not, there's not a native point of view. There's some natives who find it offensive and don't want it. But there's, like, I'm offended by some things, but I also don't, you know, I don't really care.
I don't
either.
Demand you change things that offend me. There's a ton of things that offend me.
There was when they got rid of that logo, like, a native drew that logo.
I know.
And it was, like, made after his great-grandfather or something. And also, the family was like, no, don't. We like that. We think that's cool. And we think it honors our, you know.
There was so many funny.
Family.
Not really funny, but just ironic things that happened. A chain of things that happened after that. Remember there was a young black entrepreneur that made a lot of money off the Redskins stuff. And it kind of ruined his business. Like, he had a sporting store in D.C. And he had so much invested in the Redskins logo. And it just destroyed his business. It's like, well, you know, sorry, buddy.
There was the Gator one, too. The Gator bait thing, the University of Florida.
Black
there was
guy.
The black guy who had all that trademarked and ruined his business.
Brutal, dude. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. This is why we do woke news. Because it's not that we don't think that, like, or, I don't want to speak for both of us. It's not that I don't think that there's something wrong with evolving. You know, like, I'm a different person than I was 20 years ago. But the overcorrection, the overzealous, just crazy hyperbolic reactions to any little thing it's disgusting. And I do think that the pendulum is swinging back. I don't want it to swing all the way back. I'm not trying to go back to 1882, but swing back to the middle to where we just have some common sense.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you can put the toothpaste back in the tube with that. We're in a civil war, like a cultural civil war that's fought online.
So
like
crazy.
even NAGA bears a semblance to MAGA. So do you think that this is like a group that's like conservative natives?
You know what? That's you saying that is the first time it even popped in my head. I wasn't even thinking it.
Yeah.
But people that are hypersensitive.
Oh, I'm I got
sure
another story about being
it.
Hypersensitive after
sure
this.
Sure they thought about it. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what this new owner does, if he's going to make a move like that.
I don't think they can. Like, I just don't think they can go back.
Why it's switch be the Commanders, weird, though?
Huh?
Why change the Commanders?
Because it's copywritten by somebody else.
I thought maybe because it just
sucked. What fools. We have a competence crisis.
The Cleveland Guardians are copyrighted too. It's a roller derby team, and they're trying to sue them.
Yeah, I think the Guardians in Cleveland are okay, but definitely the Washington Commanders is copywritten by somebody else, and they hold that.
Oh boy!
So either going to have to like pay the holder a bunch of money, or they're going to have to change the name.
Just change the name.
Everything's
it sucks.
Branded.
Yep.
You know? Oh my God! It's going to be such a pain in. Because they kicked Daniel Snyder out, who was arguably the worst owner in the league. And then he had the emails with Gruden and all that
stuff.
That
was all set up.
That was kind of the, I'm sure.
No, they're pretty much, there's whistleblowers saying it was set up by Roger Goodell and everybody else.
Yeah, they wanted him gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had the team name controversy for so many years. And they just want a fresh start with that franchise.
I understand. Totally. If I bought the place, I'd want to rename it and everything, too.
So there's no way that they go back to the Redskins.
I don't know.
I'm going to say 0.0% chance.
I'm just saying, dude, what a victory it would be. I wouldn't even announce it until the first week of the season, and it would be, we go, hey, we're doing a throwback game. Boom, just run out. You know, hail to the Redskins. Just do the whole fight song. That'd be great. It'd be great.
0% chance. They can't. It's going to be such a bad look for the NFL if they
You're going to piss off a bunch of 25-year-olds. Who cares? Up yours.
I think it's going to, it's just a bad, it just looks bad. Like, they're going to have to get all the branding back again. It's just, it's going to make them look like boobs if they change it back. They're like, why'd you change it in the first place? Unless and after, he, in 3 years, now we're back?
Well, the new owner goes, well, Daniel Snyder was a pussy. I'm not.
I just think that it's still a weird time right now. And I think if they do that, I mean, it would be a big landmark kind of, you know, what do you call that, watershed moment?
Sure.
Of going back and be like, we're not doing this anymore. Like, we're going too far.
I think a lot of people are starting to smarten up, though. A lot of people are really, you know, they're kind of seeing through a lot of the stuff. Like, I have, most of my friends are Democrats, right? And even when I talk to a few of those friends of mine, they see the race baiting going on within their own party, within the media, and they, you know, 3 years ago, it was like, you know, oh, okay, they're on the right side of things. They're trying to be good. Now it's just like, all right, cut it out, dude. Like, everything is, it's kind of designed to divide us even more. And I think people are starting to smarten up to it. They're like, all right, you know, the closer it gets to this next election, they're going to start pushing harder. And with all this stuff again, it's like, cut it out. Like, and people are also getting tired of being broke and nobody doing anything about it, and everybody worried about either race stuff or the Ukraine and all that. So people are just starting to get fed up on both sides of the fence. And the last thing that people are worried about right now is offending somebody. Like, that was 3 years ago. Now people are like, hey, gas is $4 a gallon again. That's offensive. I can't afford to put food on the table. Me and my wife have full-time jobs and we can't afford to buy a house. That's offensive. I don't want to hear about your goddamn sports team name. Eat it.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, you know, in practice, like day to day. I feel like people have chilled a lot.
Yes.
You know, over the past year, two. But it's still online. It's really bad. And, you know, the news is really bad, too. I mean, you would, if you look at NBC News's Twitter feed, you'd be like, we're in a race war right now.
That's what they want everybody to
believe.
I know.
But, I mean, like, you go outside, it's like, it's pretty cool. I mean, there's some heat going on, maybe some underlying animosity, but I think people are kind of getting back to, like, cool with each
other. But as soon as they see that, then the media will push harder. And it's been proven that people get so immersed in their news feed, they go nuts. People are nuts out there right now.
Oh, my God. Online, they are. We talk about it all the time. There's, like, friends of ours that there are insane
dude
online, and then you talk to them. I'm like, oh, you're cool. I like you.
Some of these folks that, I mean, I looked up to some of these people, like in the comedy industry, radio industry, just, you know, culinary, all the different industries that my friends are part of. Some of these guys and gals I looked up to before 2020, when things really started getting so crazy online with the division, and it's just like, they're nuts now, to the point where I can't even hang out with them because it's their whole persona. It's just crazy. It's either, you know, let's go Brandon, or I hope clown fart goes to prison. It's like, Jesus, man, like, calm it down. Like, I just want to go bowling and have a drink or something. Like, relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just stupid. And, like, everything seems like everybody is looking for there to be a problem, too. Like, I see this all the time. A lot of the people I follow on TikTok now are like-minded people that are just kind of like over all the BS, kind of like, you know, tired of, you know, just everybody fighting with each other because we're being controlled like marionettes, you know what I mean? And they post these videos, and it's like we all kind of agree. It's like, oh, look, this person just got offended over nothing. Now they're fighting for nothing. You know, they're just turning, you know, an anthill into a mountain all the time. You know what I mean? It's just, I think people are fed up. That's why I think it's going to be the Redskins.
Yeah, that's 0% chance.
Hail
no way.
To the Redskins! Am I going to get fired?
Maybe.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, we did talk about, so we'll keep it sports themed tonight. Woke sports news. There's a minor league baseball team in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Beautiful town. Oh, beautiful town.
I know this one, too.
The Chattanooga Lookouts. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
They're a minor league baseball team in Tennessee.
And I think it's because they have like a tower nearby or something. Uh-huh. It's like a big thing there.
There's a prison right next.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it could be. Have stopped selling a shirt on their website after Twitter.
Yeah.
A few people on Twitter get things done.
And let's face it. Since they dropped the blue check, there's not nearly as many people on Twitter, dude.
I don't know about that.
I think
that there's still a lot of people on there.
I'm not on.
Everybody
as much
came
as I
back.
Used to.
All the celebrities that said they were leaving, they're back on Twitter.
Oh yeah, because threads suck.
Yeah. It's whack. So they stopped using it because some people on Twitter mocked its resemblance to a racial slur. That's bad.
Yeah.
You can't put a racial slur on your shirt.
No, God no.
The Nike branded shirt in question spelled the word Nuga.
I gotta be honest. That's really, like, honestly, look, I'd be a hypocrite if I said, you know, don't do it, or you can't do it, or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're really pushing it. Like, you're walking the
really?
Line. Because if you just glance at it, it's got the eyeballs for the O's, and it's, like,
oh
looking
God,
over.
That's so interesting.
No, I'm not offended, but I could see where anybody else would be.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I did not see it.
I did immediately. I started laughing because I'm like, oh, I see what they did there.
I mean, I just saw it's an N,
uh-huh.
And then it's two O's, but the O's are eyeballs,
right.
Which is their logo, because they're the Lookouts.
The Lookouts.
And then G-A, Nuga.
Yeah.
Shorthand for Chattanooga.
I know what it's short for.
An Internet Archive listing of the webpage shows the shirt was available for purchase as recently as July 23rd. A link now shows 404, page not found, error. They said, hilariously bad. One said of the design, oh, no, Chattanooga isn't going to work, another said. It's a tremendous logo. They just really need to shrink them to make them look more like O's here. What are you talking about?
I don't know what that means.
Other clothing sites were quick to rip the design for their own use. A listing on Graffiti Style now offers the design on a variety of pieces of clothing. Thought Chattanooga couldn't get any more racist.
Oh, stop it.
One Twitter user said. The Chattanooga Lookouts did not respond to a request for comment by the night. I'll go ahead and I'm even afraid to tweet it. I don't want to get in trouble.
What if Lookouts was like another, you know how they have alternate names, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like what if that's what the locals call black people? You know what I mean? And that's that there was some
you're giving people ideas,
there was
man.
Some rooted history in that or something.
You're giving people ideas.
I saw it. I think if you're from around there and you see Nuga, you know it's short for Chattanooga, and it's kind of like a cool thing. But if you're not from around there and you see that, you're going to go, oh, what's that all about? You know what I mean? So I don't know if any – I saw somebody scuttlebutt online when it popped up. And honestly, I didn't see any angry black people. I saw black people posting and laughing about it and going, whoa, what's this all about? And making jokes about it. But the only angry people I saw were a couple of white, older white people.
But it's because they're saying the word, and they're seeing the word. It sounds like a problem with the people who are seeing it, because it's not there. It's
right.
Not there.
No.
That's how sensitive it's. That word is, I think John McWhorter said it, because it's the same as drawing Muhammad
absolutely.
In an Islamic country. Like, if it said, like, some people go, yeah, you can kill somebody if they say it, or beat them up if they say that word. Like, if it's on a shirt, it's not even there. It's not there. It's N,
two
eyeballs
vowels.
For O's, G-A, meaning Nuga, meaning Chattanooga.
But,
see, you're the problem.
But
you're hearing something that's not
but
there.
But if you take two little J's and put on the bottom of those O's, you know what I mean?
No, that still wouldn't work, because that would be N-G-G-G-A. It's still not there. Even in your mind where you're like, oh, I'm going to make it there. It's still not there. People need to get a life.
I know.
This is we can't live in a society like this.
Oh. Johnny Bisho, how can we help you?
Good afternoon or evening, depending on what shift you're on. Hey, I was just calling about the segment earlier with Isaiah.
Yes. Hey, where are you at?
Now, I'm in my kitchen. I just made a ribeye steak and some asparagus.
Didn't ask you that. What part of town are you in?
Oh, this is Russell in Venice. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, Russell in Venice. Why would you think we'd be in a whole different time zone?
We're in the same time zone as you, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, it depends on what shift you work, too.
We're here right now, live, talking to you.
No, I know. I get that. But if I'm working at 2 o'clock in the morning, then this could be my late night or could be my morning. It depends on whether I sleep before I go to work.
Well, what the hell's going on?
I don't. Anyway, go ahead, sir. This is too confusing.
I know. So I heard this. I think Isaiah's got to be covering up and being humble about having all those girls as friends, because me, myself, I don't have a friend that is a girl that I haven't banged. So I don't know. I think he's being humble.
I think he's playing a little coy. That's the vibe that I get.
I think he is in a different time zone because he's talking about something from an hour ago.
Maybe he is in a time zone.
The app is.
Yeah.
The app is 50 minutes behind. So
is it really?
No, but what? It usually is up to 5 minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You have to restart it sometimes.
Cool. Yeah.
But I think he's playing coy, sir. I think he knows and he's just, just doesn't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because if they hear about it, then he ain't going to get any anymore.
True to that.
For listening.
It's true, dude.
Right on, guys.
Enjoy that ribeye. Later, pimp.
See you, man. Yep.
Weird.
I need to get one of these shirts before they're sold out.
Dude, there's no way. They're not selling them. They took them down.
Yeah, but you can get a fake one.
You just have to get your own printed up.
Yeah, you can buy them online right now.
Can you really?
Just knockoffs.
Yeah. Have you seen? I know you've seen.
I'm afraid to tweet it. People probably want to see it.
Have you seen the mock redskin one? But it's a white dude's head, and it says Caucasian.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, a ton of people buy those. Like to kind of like throw it back, and people post like, yeah, how you like that, white people?
Yeah, do people do that?
No, they do. I see them posting like I saw a Native American guy. He posted it and he goes, yeah, take that, white people. And then all the comments are white people going, that's awesome, dude. Where do I get
that's
one?
That's what I mean. Like, I can't believe that somebody's like, see how it feels.
Yeah, suck it. And we're like, dude, I was going to look it up. I want a 2X like right now. Like,
we have the Celtics. We have the Cowboys. We have the Knickerbockers.
Fighting Irish.
I mean, there's tons. You boob.
I definitely
should. I tweet it? I'm afraid to. I don't want to get accused of it. No, don't do it.
Don't do it, bro.
Is your check engine light on? Let our professional parts people scan and diagnose the problem for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.